Imagine unlocking a version of yourself that's unstoppable, where mental barriers no longer hold you back. Listen to Mentally Stronger with me, Amy Morin, therapist and international best-selling author, here to guide you on a journey to reaching your greatest potential. Every Monday, I bring you into conversations with some of the most fascinating minds, experts, authors, entrepreneurs, athletes, and musicians. They don't just share stories, they reveal the mental strategies that propelled them to the top. But here's the real magic. At the end of each episode, I break down their wisdom into practical therapist-approved advice. In my solo episodes, I dive deep into the techniques that build mental strength. It's like having your own personal therapy session as you discover how to turn these insights into steps you can take right now. This podcast isn't just for those facing mental health challenges. It's for anyone who wants to push their limits, achieve peak performance, and truly thrive. Are you ready to unlock your full potential? Then it's time to become mentally stronger. Subscribe to Mentally Stronger with therapist Amy Morin, available wherever you love to listen to podcasts.
We all enjoy a little mystery. Every other week, One Strange Thing presents forgotten stories from America's newspaper archives. They all have something in common, a single element that can't quite be explained. Join us on One Strange Thing, and you'll hear about a man who was literally stricken with genius. A 21st century child who remembered piloting a World War II bomber. A mysterious, unidentifiable blob in Texas. And then there was the lizard man stalking through small-town South Carolina. From cryptids and disappearances to modern-day miracles, One Strange Thing brings you stories that are very real and just a little otherworldly. Subscribe now, wherever you listen.
Welcome to the I Can't Sleep podcast with Benjamin Boster. If you're tired of sleepless nights, you'll love the I Can't Sleep podcast. I help quiet your mind by reading random articles from across the web to bore you to sleep with my soothing voice. Each episode provides enough interesting content to hold your attention, and then your mind lets you drift off. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. That's I Can't Sleep with Benjamin Boster.
What Was That Like? Contains adult language and content and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
This is an off week for the What Was That Like podcast, but I'm here to introduce you to something new for the show that I'm pretty excited about. Today, you're going to hear a bonus episode to kick off a new ongoing series. These episodes are called Raw Audio. One of the most popular features in some of the episodes for this podcast have been the 911 calls. When you hear the voice of a person calling the emergency number and describing what's going on, it can feel like you're right there with them. These are not actors reading lines on a script. They're not reenactments for a TV show. These are real-life moments recorded as it happens. I've wanted to incorporate more of those 911 calls into the show, but it's just not always practical for each episode. So I decided I would create some new episodes and the actual focus would be on that emergency call. You'll hear the backstory on what was happening, and you'll hear the 911 emergency calls that took place, and you'll hear what happened afterward. Unfortunately, not all of these stories have a happy ending. So the first episode is happening today, right now, and this episode is available to everyone. After today, future raw audio episodes will only be available to patrons through my Patreon page. Any supporter at the $5 level or higher will have exclusive access to these new episodes. So if you haven't signed up yet, you can do that at whatwasthatlike.com/support. In today's premiere episode, you'll hear an off-duty officer on the phone with a 911 operator as someone is breaking into his house where his two young children are sleeping. You'll hear a man calling the emergency number from his car while he's driving with his family. And you'll hear some restaurant employees calling for help after one of their co-workers is attacked. As I said, these are intense. They're not for the faint of heart. But if you want true life, real life stories, that's what you'll get with these exclusive episodes. I mean, the regular episodes you hear on this show are crazy enough, and those will continue as always, and they'll always be free. But the raw audio ongoing series takes it to the next level. So see what you think of today's show, and if you want to support the show and hear every episode, get over to whatwasthatlike.com/support and become a patron. And now, let's get on with it. I'm Scott Johnson, and you're listening to What Was That Like? Raw Audio. Decatur, Illinois. An off-duty officer is at home with his two young children. He hears a noise outside, like people yelling at each other. When he goes to investigate, he finds a young man and woman having a heated argument in his front yard. They had been arguing in her car, but she stopped the car and got out in order to get away from him. The man was intoxicated. When it became obvious that he was not going to leave quietly, the homeowner made the call to 911.
Decatur, Macon County 911, what is your emergency?
Hey, my name is... At my residence, I have a domestic dispute going on in the front yard. I don't know who the people are.
Okay, what's your address? Okay. You don't know who they are?
No, I got a young woman sitting in the front of my yard, and I got another guy in a car that's leaving. Ma'am,
okay. What race is he?
You're threatening me right now.
What race is he?
I don't know what... He's getting in a car right now. She's got the car keys.
Okay, what race is the female male?
She's white. I got a white female. She's wearing a green shirt and blue jeans. She's roughly 18 years old. White male, she's 22. White male, 21. Here he comes back.
Okay, what's he wearing?
He's got an orange shirt on. Fairly.
You don't have nothing. It does depend. He's strong guy.
Never mind. He doesn't have a shirt on?
Okay, but...
Okay. We're right at the corners. And
yeah.
What kind of car is that?
Grand Prix.
He's in a Grand Prix. Standing outside his Grand Prix yelling stuff at us.
He's in my car. He's in my car.
Okay, he's coming back now. I'm going to go get my firearm. He's coming back now.
Okay, is she injured?
Huh? Get in here, ma'am. Get in here. All right, I'm going to get my gun upstairs. I'm wearing a white T-shirt and a pair of blue shorts.
Okay.
Again, I'm an off-duty conservation officer. This one's eight, ma'am.
Are you inside? Are you got everybody inside the house?
Yes. Ma'am, stay right there. I have two kids in this other room. I don't want you to move. You understand? I also have a dog in here. It'll eat him as well.
What did you say you were wearing again?
I got a white Notre Dame Fighting Irish T-shirt on and a blue pair of, green shorts. All right, I've got my duty firearm now.
Okay.
As well as a badge on.
Okay. Is he still outside?
As far as I know, I ran down to the basement real quick to grab my duty firearm.
Uh-huh. You said you're a 13. Okay.
There's going to be...
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, you're fine.
I don't know what's
going on. Okay. Okay, just go out here and here he comes.
I got the keys.
Give me them keys.
Right there in the apartment.
She
just started going crazy.
Okay, yeah, we got two off.
Okay, here he is. Sir? Stay away from my house. You understand me now? Get back from my door. Get back from the door. Listen, the Decatur police are on their way. Do not try to come into this house. Do you understand? I do have a firearm. Get back. Stand back from my house and lay on the ground. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? And I'm an off-duty police officer. Get back from my house now.
Think about Landon. What is wrong with you?
Listen to me.
Oh, my God. Sir, 4-year-old son.
If you try to come into this house, do you understand me? Stand back from my house.
Okay, we've got several officers on the way now. We've got about four officers
on the
way.
Go outside and lay on the ground. Oh,
please.
He's got her in the corner. Sir! He's got her in the corner. Sir, get away from there and lay on the ground. He's got his corner. He's got her pinned in the corner.
Okay, sir, where's your dog at?
The dog is right here with me. Daisy, come here, Daisy. Hey, Daisy. Sir, get back. Sir, I can't. Get back. Come on. Okay. I one shot, damn. He's been shot. Sir, just get back.
You shot him?
Get back.
Sir, did you say you shot him?
I shot right between the chest, yeah.
You shot him between the chest?
Yes. Right in the chest. He's got me cornered in my house.
Okay,
please,
that's fine.
Here now.
You said you shot him right between the chest?
Yeah.
All right. We got him coming.
Good God, please get somebody here.
They're on their way. We got seven officers coming.
My two kids are on the ground sleeping right at my feet. Good God.
Okay,
ma'am, please.
Calm down, sir.
Ma'am, please. Lay down on the ground. You lay down on the ground, too.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Is he bleeding? Yes?
Yes, he's bleeding.
Okay.
He's not moving. He's laying face down on my floor.
Okay, he's not moving. He's face down. Is he breathing?
Ma'am, please. I have two children on the floor here. This is my home, for the love of God. Please, stay there. The Decatur police.
The fire department. There's an officer that's just coming off there right now, okay? He's going to wait for his backup. Sir?
God, please.
Sir?
Yes.
Is he breathing?
I can hear it. There's blood everywhere. Listen, I can hear him.
Okay, sir.
I'm back away from
him. Sir, they're officers outside. You need to secure your weapon, okay?
Yes, I'm going to put it. I'm setting it on the ground right where I'm at. She's right in between the door.
Okay, sir, I need to know, is he breathing?
Yes, he is
breathing?
He's gasping.
He's gasping?
He's face bound and gasping.
Okay, he's gasping? Okay, sir, there are officers outside.
What's his name? Do you want me to open them, let the officers in?
Yeah, let the officers in. Make sure you tell them who you are.
But I have my gun here.
Put your gun down.
Okay.
Put your gun down, sir.
Hold on, I'm coming to the door
now. Okay, we'll let them know you're coming to the door.
Here I am right here. I'm laying down. My two children are on the floor in there. Okay. I'm going to set the phone down.
Okay, sir. I'm going to let you go.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
The intruder died from his injuries. The audio from that phone call played a major role in the investigation that followed. A coroner's jury determined the death to be classified as justifiable homicide, and no charges were filed against the officer.
Listen up, true crime fans.
There's a big murder trial underway.
Dateline is launching a new podcast with Andrea Canning.
Welcome to Dateline True Crime Weekly.
We'll cover breaking crime news around the country with the best reporters on the case, NBC News analysts, and Dateline producers on the ground.
Over. Break it down for us.
You'll get behind-the-scenes scoops from crime scenes to courtrooms.
So tell us what he said.
Listen to Dateline True Crime Weekly now and catch new episodes every Thursday.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
San Diego, California. Mark Saylor is driving a rental car on the freeway. It's a Lexus. In the car with him is his wife and their 13-year-old daughter and his brother-in-law, Chris. Suddenly, Mark realizes that the accelerator is stuck. The car quickly begins to increase speed, and he's unable to do anything to slow it down. That's when Chris made this short, desperate call for help.
911 emergency, what are you reporting?
Yeah, we're in a Lexus.
I'm sorry, your cell phone's cutting out.
We're going north 125.
Mm-hmm.
And our accelerator's stuck.
I'm sorry?
Our accelerator's stuck. We're on 125 and we're in
place. Okay, northbound 125, where are you passing?
We are passing, where are we passing? We're going 120, Mission Gorge. We're in trouble. We can't. There's no brake.
Okay.
Gorge and freeway, half mile.
Okay, and you don't have the ability to like turn the vehicle off or anything.
We're approaching the intersection. We're approaching the intersection.
Okay.
We're approaching the intersection. Hold on.
Pray.
Okay.
Oh shoot. Oh.
Okay. Hello.
None of the four people in the car survived the crash. An investigation revealed that that same Lexus had been rented to a different customer 3 days earlier, and they returned it with the complaint that the accelerator was sticking. Toyota is the manufacturer of the Lexus luxury cars, and at the time they had recalled 2.3 million Toyotas, but the Lexus was not included in that recall. Sandusky, Ohio. It was closing time at the Golden Corral restaurant. One of the workers, Seven Stanley, got into an argument with a customer. The customer, Demetrius Hall, went outside the restaurant. Seven and some of his co-workers also went outside. That's when Demetrius approached Seven and stabbed him. He was able to walk back in the restaurant, but soon collapsed to the floor while a couple of his co-workers called 911.
911, where's your emergency?
Can we get a 911 to go to Corral? Somebody got stabbed and he just fell out. Can we please go?
Okay, slow down. Where are you?
Can we get we need an ambulance to go to Corral.
Golden Corral?
Yes, somebody
okay.
Just, a customer stabbed one of our workers and he just fell out.
Okay, all right, they're on the way, okay?
Oh my gosh.
911, where's your emergency?
Can we get an ambulance to Golden Corral?
What's going on?
Please hurry. Can you please hurry? Somebody was stabbed.
I need to know somebody was stabbed at Golden Corral.
Yes, Sandusky, Ohio.
Okay, where were they stabbed at?
In the stomach.
In the stomach?
Yeah.
Okay, is the person still there that stabbed them?
Yes, please. Can you just come, please? He's right here, please.
Come on,
report, please, ma'am. Can you just hurry up?
They're on the way. Who stabbed him?
Okay. I don't know the man. They was in the white van. Can you please?
Officer is en route. They're already on the way, sir.
Please, hurry. Thank
They're
you.
Already
Thank
on
you.
The way.
Hurry,
is the van still
come
there?
Now. No, he gone. I don't know him.
Okay.
Can you please?
They're coming as fast as they can.
My caller say made less than a white van.
It's a white Dodge van. I don't know.
A white Dodge van?
Yeah.
Vehicle with a white Dodge van. We're getting another caller that's advising me maybe at Walmart. Okay,
yeah,
he's
like going in and out now. Like, we trying to keep him alive.
Okay. The ambulance is almost there, and so are officers, okay?
They almost there.
Are you right by him?
Yeah, everybody's standing over him. We trying to hold the wound.
Okay, is the knife still in his stomach?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Can you please just hurry up?
Okay. They're already on the way. They're just down the street, so they're almost there.
Okay, I got the back door open right now. Okay?
Okay, I'll let them know. I let them know.
Seven was pronounced dead at the scene. Demetrius, age 28, was charged with murder. His girlfriend, Tasha Patch, was charged with complicity to murder. They both pled not guilty and remain in jail with a $2 million bond.